Rav Chalap writes on Parashat Matot Masei, Moshe Rabbeinu says this prophecy, Zeh Davar, this is what Hashem commanded. And Chazal say, whenever Moshe says the words Zeh Davar, so he's talking about something that's finite. Generally, Moshe's prophecies are infinite. They're forever. But sometimes Moshe says something that was relevant only for his generation. Hashem is giving you man. This is what you should do with the man. 6 days collect, on the seventh day you won't have it. That was relevant to his generation. So Moshe says, Zeh Davar, this is what Hashem said. This, here, now. At the end of Pashat Masei, at the end of our Parsha, the daughters of Tzlafchat come to Moshe. They say, what are we supposed to do about the inheritance? Moshe says, Zeh Davar, this is what Hashem said. It's unique for this generation. We're entering the land of Israel. We're dividing the land. Unique for your generation. We have laws of how to get married. Don't marry out of your tribe in this generation. Things have to stay status quo for now. The idea, says Rav Chalap, when a person gives his friend a gift, so then it's not his, it becomes his friend's. I don't have it. It's yours. When Hashem gives gifts, so it's as though Hashem is constantly giving the gift. It doesn't end. Our sages say, Hashem says, all of land is mine. Then Hashem says, I've given you the land. Well, which one is it? Is it God's or is it ours? So Hashem says, before you make a blessing, it's still mine. I gave you a gift, right? I'm still giving you the gift. You make a blessing, now it's yours. It's unique. Ordinarily, when Hashem gives gifts, every second Hashem's giving us the gift of life. It's not mine. Hashem's still giving me that gift. It's His more than it's mine. I have to do something with it. Hashem says, you make a blessing, then it becomes yours. Avram asks Hashem, how will I know I inherit the land of Israel? B'maidaki rashena. Avram was sure Hashem promised him he'd have the land of Israel, but Avram thought, okay, it's like every other gift you give. You give me life, but every minute it's your life. It's not mine. So if the Jewish people will transgress, Hashem will exile them. Who says they'll ever get it back? And that's why Avram asks, "B'mai daki rashena? How do I know you're giving it to me as an inheritance?" I tell you, when a person has an inheritance, it doesn't matter whether he likes this son more than that son. When he dies, the inheritance goes over to the next generation. It's theirs, finished. Whether you like that son or not. Whatever was his when he dies gets divided between the kids. So that's what Avraham Avinu asks. How will I know about the inheritance of the land of Israel? If we want the greatness of Israel to be revealed, all of Israel has to be here. And that's why Moshe asks Reuven and God, he says, why do you want to undo? What are they undoing? He's saying, if you're not in Israel, everyone loses. No one gets Israel the way they should if you're not here. Israel's greatness, the land, won't be revealed if you're not here. The same is true about the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Just as a side note, what Rav Chalap explains in other speeches, which we didn't get to learn today, is that what the tribe of Reuven and God asked is that their section will become fused with Israel. They didn't say, let us stay in Chutzarts. They said, we want this to be Nachala. We want this to be a part of the greatness of Israel. And to some degree, they got what they asked for. So, Torah Sheba'al Peh can only be revealed, its greatness can only be revealed in Eretz Yisrael when all of Israel is in Eretz Yisrael, because this is like one of the gifts that Hashem gives us. This idea is also revealed in the concept of vows, and this is also revealed in what we call dibur, speech. Torah Sheba'al Peh is our speech. Zeh ha-davar asher tziva Hashem. Zeh ha-davar. The idea is the power of speech is like the power of Torah, the power of speech to make something holy. A neder, what are you doing? You take something mundane, you make it holy. A neder can only fall on something that's not in the Torah. A person can't take a neder on something that the Torah says not. Why is a woman's vows annulled by her husband? It's not because he's the boss. It's because they're partners. They become one. Her vows become his vows. That's the idea that the Gemara says, if a girl who's a minor is married to an adult, her vows suddenly are like an adult's vows. But she's still a child. I know, she's connected to someone older. That's the idea also of dividing the land of Israel through lots, where the heads of each tribe has to be present. Why couldn't Moshe and Yoshua do it? No, here you need the heads of state because it's representative of the greater whole. So that's the idea, coming back to the beginning here, the idea that when Am Yisrael is whole, that's when you can reveal the greatness of the land, that's when you can reveal the greatness of the Torah, that's when you can reveal the greatness of speech. That's the idea. Okay.